home of the greatest hits.
On digital radio.
On AM.
Online. And on your smartphone.
This is
MFR2
News.
Coming up this lunchtime, do you know who's contacting your kids online? We hear from a mum whose teenage daughter was sent explicit messages.
She thought it was somebody playing a prank on her to begin with.
And Cali Thistle's manager insists he doesn't regret taking the job.
I think I won manager a month, I think, in November, so I was a legend then, wasn't I? I was doing great.
But first this lunchtime, Caithness campaigners have dramatically quit a community group set up to improve the healthcare and safety of Wick Hospital's patients. Our reporter Brian Rutherford has more.
The group was set up at the request of CHAT.
Dr Alison Brooks says she's surprised that the pressure group Caithness Health Action Team has quit her group.
We have attended three of these meetings and we just feel that they are going nowhere.
Kirstine Campbell is the vice chair of CHAT, which continues to campaign for health services to be fully returned to Wick's hospital. But in the meantime, CHAT, NHS Highland and the Scottish Ambulance Service have all been working together to improve the experiences and safety of Caithness General patients needing specialist treatment 100 miles away at Raigmore Hospital in Inverness.
There's excellent accommodation now being made available in Inverness, and more still being processed. Provision of extra funding for an extra ambulance up here to help with transport issues.
Dr Brooks insists the situation has been improving since Caithness and Sutherland's local maternity unit was downgraded to midwives only, meaning women or babies needing doctors would have a lengthy ambulance trip to the Highland capital ahead of them.
To be brutally honest, everything that they're discussing should have been sorted before any downgrading took place.
CHAT says its time will be better spent on campaigning instead of attending meetings in which members claim they're struggling to get reassurances for the community. Dr Brooks says their withdrawal won't mean the end for her group, though, despite what she's described as the unexpected action.
Well, there didn't seem to be the impression that they were looking for a fight. We still have lots of things to achieve.
Next, the EU's chief Brexit negotiator insists the UK is not being...